Good morning, 1010 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Don't worry, we'll return to open line here in just a few, but we do this every Thursday at 1010. How are you doing, Becky?
I'm doing just great, and I think everyone's doing their happy rain dance this morning. It's just fabulous.
We lucked out here having this cell just kind of stall out over Coffeeville. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's all that often, but hey, we are taking every drop we can get.
You bet. And if you decided to walk your dog, I don't think the dogs would really even mind being out in the little sprinkles. It's such a relief to everyone.
But, it is. Absolutely. So what, any adoptions, all that sort of the good stuff to tell us about here?
Yes. Last weekend I was at the shelter volunteering. I kept waiting for your appearance, but I guess, something trumped coming to the shelter. But anyway, we had a great, I thought maybe you might stop in just to see the dogs.
I know. I need to get back over there.
Well, it is a neat place. You have to admit it's kind of cool. But anyway, yes, we did have some adoptions, and I was just thrilled. A little puppy by the name of Hunter was adopted, and I was working the small dog and kitten room this weekend. And the thing I noticed about Hunter was that he hadn't soiled his kennel. I mean, he was really good about going out and doing his business and coming back in. So when the young couple adopted him, I said, okay, here's a bonus right now. He seems to be almost housebroken or will be easily. Of course, they were thrilled to hear that. A beautiful little kitten by the name of Cashew was adopted by a sweet, sweet little girl. She's probably about 4 years old, and she had been coming in with her mom and holding the kitten from time to time, and the kitten just seemed to connect. So mom and dad talked and decided, you know what, she's old enough to be responsible. So that was a very sweet, sweet adoption also. We had Jade and we had Nacho. Nacho was a big yellow cat. And again, another wonderful adoption. The couple came in and the man was saying, well, you know, I'm more of a dog man, that kind of thing. And he picked up Nacho, which Nacho was a big yellow tom. And he just melded. I mean, he just was rubbing up against this guy and just loving on him. And we all started laughing. The guy said, yeah, I guess I'm really just a marshmallow. So that was also kind of fun to watch. And, of course, all adoptions were exciting and sweet. But sometimes they're just a little bit more special. So those, to me, were kind of cool to watch. And since then, we've also had another two adoptions, actually three. It's been a good week, thank goodness. We kind of had a slow time going, and it happens, but it's still kind of concerning to us, but it's switched around. So then we had a sweet puppy by the name of Nala, and kind of a shy girl, but the mother, and this is the cool thing, the new mom, she came in all the way from Derby, and she saw our listings on Pet Finder. So we've got our Pet Finder connections reconnected, and it's good. We've had a woman that came from Bartlesville that saw some of the animals, and then this lady from Derby came in, and she adopted, as I said, Nala. And also, since then, Reba, who's been with us for some time, she was a red and tan husky, and I have spoken about her before. She was adopted this week, and a cat by the name of Duchess was also adopted. So it's been great. It's just made us do our cartwheels because it's always nice to have these little babies adopted out. Now for the ones that are still waiting for their forever homes, I've mentioned Irish before, a year-old collie cross, beautiful. He arrived as a stray and was never reclaimed. He's a happy guy, just happy with lots of liveliness about him. He has kind of some patches of hair that it's kennel stress is what it is. And sometimes when they get into the shelter, they become stressed, and, of course, they start losing their hair. I think humans have that same tendency. But he's showing some signs of stress. So some of his hair is getting kind of thin and spots. So we're really wanting to get him into a home quickly and get rid of that stress. He's a high-energy guy, so therefore being in a kennel would also probably add to the stress. It's noisy out there. Let's just be honest. You've got 15 to 20 dogs that are in their large kennels, but yet they bark when you come in. And to some dogs, that's very stressful. And to some people, that's very stressful because it's loud. So we need to get him a forever home. His adoption fee is $100. That includes his neutering, his vaccinations, and a three-day round of warming. The other one I was going to speak about is, well, I was going to talk about Reba, but bless her heart, she's a happy girl today. Earl is also like Irish, very high-energy dog, just looking for a home. We can have a nice yard to run in and just get some of that energy out of the system. He's a year-old Shepherd cross. He has a silky, soft black and tan coat. He's been with us for some time, and we just haven't had a lot of interest in him. So we wanted to talk about him today and remind people Earl would be a great dog. You can see pictures of all these animals that I'm going to speak about or have spoken about on our Facebook page. Go to CFA, and every Friday the girls update what's available and give you an eye of what they look like. Please come out to the shelter and meet them face-to-face. There's nothing better than seeing if that's really the animal for you. Kitten-wise, I was going to start talking about Duchess, but she's beautiful, and she's now adopted. I have to tell a story about Duchess. When Duchess came in, she had a litter of two or three kittens. She wasn't taking the best care of them. Some of us are better mamas than others, I guess. But we have a cat by the name of Willow that she has had a litter. So we took Duchess kittens and placed with Willow. Willow just took them in, and they're thriving. So it's a good deal. I kind of made a joke about Duchess. I said maybe she thought she needed a nanny to take care of the babies, but we do. Her name is Willow, and the kittens will be healthy and available for adoption in a few weeks. They will be beautiful kittens because they're white with some gray on them, kind of like a Siamese blend, but beautiful kittens. So that's, as I was going to say, we're going to have 7 kittens available for adoption probably in about 5 or 6 weeks. So Chalupa is another cat that we have available. He's a year-old male tabby. He was found as a stray, so he's now waiting for that permanent home. Good cat, very vocal, likes to talk to you. He's not real fond of the other cats or dogs, but he loves people, and that's all that matters. So if you're interested in a cat that is going to be inside or be the only pet, Chalupa would be great. We have our Taco Bell kittens available. We named them, I say we, the staff did, named them after some of the items on the restaurant menu. You know, we've got, I think there was taco and quesadilla, and there were some other cute names that they came up with. They're all 10 weeks old. They're gray and white in color. 2 are male, 2 are female. The previous owner found them, but she kept them in her home until they were healthy. She trained them on the litter box and waited till they were eating their dry food, and she brought them to the shelter hoping that we would be able to find homes for them. So they're handled every day. They're very, very tame, very sweet, have a huge trust in humans. So their adoption fee would be $75 with a $30 refundable deposit because of their age. They're not old enough to be spayed or neutered before they leave the shelter. So those are the animals I was going to speak of. We do have some puppies now that have come in, haven't been reclaimed, and we've had them long enough that they're now available. So if you're wanting to start maybe with a puppy, come out and see again what we have. Our donations, last Saturday we had a wonderful couple come in. It's Charlie and Chris Crane. I'm going to say their names because they are so supportive of the shelter. And every once in a while they just show up. And they have lots of items for us. They've adopted 2 or 3 dogs. Those dogs have had one of the best homes anyone could ask for. But they showed up in the middle of the afternoon with just donations for the cats and the dogs and the puppies and the kitties, and we thank them greatly. Just a good example of the kind of people in Coffeyville. This happens often. I mean, it's amazing that people just drop in and say, here, this is what we think you need. So if anyone's interested, it's always the same, the animal food. The kitten food would be probably high on the list now because those little kittens will be wanting their special food. And we have some puppies now. That dry dog food's always welcome. The treats are always very welcome for small dogs and large dogs. Cats, when I was cleaning the cat kennels this week, I would take just a few of those they have little cat treats that come in little packages, and give them some of those. Oh, my gosh, I don't know if they're full of catnip or what, but, wow, they love them. So we would enjoy some special treats for our cats also. So anyway, that's kind of what's been going on at the shelter, and it's a great place, and it's clean. It's very welcoming. Come out, walk the dogs. We still have our walk-a-thon going on. If you come out and you leave a donation or you come out and spend some time with the dog, you get a ticket for a raffle that we have. It's a beautiful custom leather dog leash that will be been donated by a local small business, and then you can maybe get your name and get a beautiful leash for your new pet or your resident pet, whatever. So anyway, then we will also have a fun run walk that will be held May 28th at 2 p.m. at LeClaire Park. And if you want any more information, not clear about how all this works, give the shelter a call. Our number is 620-252-6060. Visit our Facebook page and see what we have going on. One thing I was going to mention, just kind of a side note, the Chamber did a workshop for nonprofits, and it was the nicest thing. Candy presented it, and we had all the nonprofits, not all, but several of the nonprofits showed up. It's a way to help us kind of organize our thoughts, our needs, and, of course, the biggest two needs that came out, and I heard Denise talking about this morning with her awakening, volunteers. We're all searching for those volunteers. And I don't know, I know sometimes people's time is precious and they don't have a lot, but it doesn't also take much time to really contribute to an organization that you have a fondness for. And that was one of the other things that came out was when people really have a passion, that's where they want to spend their time. So maybe your passion isn't the animal shelter, but maybe it's with Salvation Army, or maybe it's with Boys and Girls Club, or just... it's amazing what's out there that you can get involved. So I encourage people, volunteer an hour a week. It just gives you a wonderful feeling that you've given forth. So.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's the soapbox.
No, that's great. And we appreciate, of course, like you said, the cranes and the donation there. And, just the generosity. It is amazing how many different folks are, so generous in either, their time sending the monetary, or just picking up a few extra toys when you're at the store. Little thing helps.
And I there was one of the ladies that came up to me yesterday. She said, "What are something that maybe older people could do to give that maybe they can't do that volunteer time?" And I said, we always need newspapers. They're old towels, they're old blankets. It's we go through that stuff. And I've even said this time and time again, toys. I mean, our pets are spoiled. A lot of them are very spoiled, and they have more pets or toys they can possibly play with. I mean, those things are just greatly appreciated. And so you're right. It doesn't have to take anything money-wise or even time-wise. If you just want to donate an item, it's so much. It's so appreciated. Anyway, it was a good day yesterday. Learned a lot, and we'll continue on. And boot camp for nonprofits, I believe, is the name of it. So,
excellent.
And it's nice to see so many people, because everybody in there basically was a volunteer. That's the other thing. They're volunteering their time for these different boards. Great, just fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, I'll have to get back out there, Becky. I know I was out of town this weekend, but yeah, maybe one of these times, yeah, definitely have to check it out, see the improvements, and it's always a good time down in the shelter. Appreciate you and everyone down there doing the good work.
Well, thank you, James, and you take care.
All righty. Becky Barnhart here on the Mighty 690. We appreciate her calling in every Thursday and giving us that update and everything that is going on at the shelter. So we do very much appreciate it, and I know lots of folks look forward to hearing those updates. When we return, we do have a look at our dining guide on the way, our auction guide on the way, and lots more, a couple community events to tell you about as well. So we'll have that and more on the way here on the Mighty 690.